Before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I am looking for 50 people with Hashimoto's. If you have been diagnosed in the last 10 years and you feel lost or confused about exactly what to do, then I want to invite you to join me for a free training call on Thursday, May 16th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, where I will show you how to support your thyroid for your thyroid type and your specific Hashimoto's triggers. You will also find out how to lower your thyroid antibodies and how to get to the bottom of all of your thyroid symptoms, the weight gain, the fatigue, the brain fog, the inflammation, the hair loss. Please go to inatoppler.com/Zoom call to register, and I will send you all of the call details. I only have room for 50 people, so please be sure that you register at inatoppler.com/Zoom call and get your spot right now. Every year, thousands of people are told there's no explanation for their health concerns and no way to fix them. They feel frustrated, undermined, and lost. I know, because that was me before I figured out the actual causes and reclaimed my health. Now, I help others do the same. I'm Ina Toppler, and this is Health Mystery Solved. Hello, my friend, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Health Mystery Solved, Thyroid and Hashimoto's Revealed. We are in a new year. Whew! And I want to help you set up for the best 2023 with your health, but also in your overall life. And no, I am not talking about making another resolution because, let's face it, those don't work and never last, at least not for most people. I want to share one of my favorite tools that works way better and typically faster as well. Let me explain. We often talk about our ailments, what we don't want to feel, the problems that frustrate us, what aches, the things we feel that don't allow us to do what we want or feel like our old selves, right? When I ask my clients and students what they want for their thyroid and their health, they'll often say things like, well, I don't want to be tired, or I want to get rid of brain fog, or I have 10 extra pounds on me that I need to lose, or I'm tired of being tired, and things like, my hair has gotten so bad, please help me stop this shedding, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, it is important to know what it is that we don't want and we want to get rid of, but it's hard to do that when we're not clear about what it is that we do want. So just like if I wanted to go on a trip, and I'm looking at a map and I say, well, I don't want to go to California or I don't want to go to Texas. Yeah, it's good to know I don't want to go there, but the map won't really help me to get anywhere with that. But if I know that I want to go to Florida, then I can look at the map and I can map it out. I may not know which way I'm going to get there just yet. Do I want to drive? Do I want to fly? Maybe take a train? And if I drive, I may not know if I want to get a hotel overnight or just keep driving through, but at least I know where so that I can look at the map and come up with all of the different ways to get there. Knowing the destination is so, so important. It's the same with our health, my friend. It's hard to get there if we don't know what it is that we actually want. And you know what? The more specific we can be, the better. I call it your health dream. So let's create your health dream. This way we can put it on the map. How we get there may differ for each of us, but we will have the most important thing, the destination. So let me ask you this. What would it mean for you to really thrive? Thrive in health, but also in your whole life? The answer is, of course, going to be individual for all of us. For me, for example, thriving means waking up each day with really good energy and sustaining that energy throughout my whole day, getting fuel from the healthy foods that I eat, digesting and absorbing everything with ease, having my thyroid numbers in range, in the optimal range ideally, and keeping my antibodies at an undetectable level. Thriving also for me in health especially means having glowing skin, shiny hair, a clear mind where I can easily focus on all of the tasks that I have, feeling present in my daily activities, and really enjoying everything that I do while having peace of mind. That's a big one for me. Having trust that things are working in my best interest, parenting from a place of calm, enjoying quality time with my husband and my family, and really connecting with myself and others around me. Now, of course, I can go on and on and on, but these are just a few things that I thought about when I think about what it means to thrive for me. What does it mean for you? Take a second now and just think about it. Now, let me walk you through a short yet very powerful visualization so that you can bring what you want a lot closer to you. It's something I do myself every year and incorporate into my client work with profound results. What's really neat is that for the many benefits that this can provide, it doesn't take long and it's not hard to do at all. Find a comfortable place, have a seat if you're not sitting already. Close your eyes, relax your face, unclench your jaw, and let's take a nice breath in and out. And one more time, nice deep breath in and out. And now let's embody it. Let's feel it. See yourself at your ideal weight. Really see it as if it's happening right now. Feel what it feels like in your body. What are you wearing? See yourself in one of your favorite outfits, perhaps one that hasn't fit in a while. Hear your friends and family who haven't seen you in a while say, "Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing? You look so great." Really hear those compliments. Take them in. Feel those words, "You look amazing," as they land in your body. And remember, see it and hear it as if it's happening right now. Put yourself there in this moment. Now, envision yourself in bed. It's morning, and the sun is filtering through your blinds. See yourself waking up on your own, without an alarm, and feeling awake and refreshed. Really feel your body. It feels rested and ready for the day. See yourself right now doing a workout and feeling energized from it. Feel your arms and legs if you just exercised. Your body feels strong, toned, alert. Now see yourself making a delicious breakfast, perhaps a smoothie or a homemade wholesome muffin with protein. Take a breath in through your nose, and as you see yourself making this breakfast, try and smell it. You can also lick your lips and try and taste what it would taste like. I know this may seem a bit weird, but try it. You'll be surprised at how much you can envision if you use all of your senses. Now see yourself spending time with your family. See yourself playing, being active. Hear any conversations or laughter with them. And then see yourself getting ready for work. Feel how sharp you are as you're working. Feel how productive you are. You can watch yourself check off each and every item on a large to-do list, or you can hear your boss telling you what a great job you're doing. Take a minute and see, hear, and feel these things. Now envision your thyroid labs. See the paper in front of you and see all of the numbers. They are all in the optimal range, right in the middle where they need to be. Everything is in black and nothing is flagged in red. You can also hear the phone ringing and your doctor calling to tell you how excited they are that the labs are truly normal. Hear this conversation as if it's happening right now. Now see yourself getting ready for bed. And as you brush your hair, there is no hair on the hairbrush. Your floors are totally clean, and you don't even need to clean the shower drain. See yourself running your fingers through your hair. It feels full and flowing. Your nails are strong. Maybe you can even hear your manicure say how much they've improved. Now see yourself going to bed. It was a long day, but a good day. You accomplished so much. See yourself reflect on your day and feel how much you enjoyed all of your activities. How there was a flow and you had plenty of energy. As you lay down in bed, you're ready for sleep. Feel yourself relax as your head is resting so comfortably on your pillow, and you quickly drift off to a very restful full night of sleep. See yourself sleeping soundly, feeling completely and totally at peace. Your mind and your body feel calm, quiet, and relaxed. See that and feel that right now. And then from here, we are slowly going to count backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you can slowly open your eyes. What I want you to take away from this is that it's not about thinking all the time, but also about seeing and feeling. And that helps to set the intention, because it's not always about cause and effect, but about the intention. And the time for that is now. And before you say, "But I'm really busy now. I'll focus on me when I'm finished with this work project, when the kids go to school, when I make a bit more money, when I learn more, etc., etc." Trust me, I've been there, said it many times. But here's the thing. Yes, you can wait till then. But if you were to do it now, by the time that then time comes, you will already be in such a different place in how you feel and what you do and what happens in your life. So if there's something that you want, the time is now, because time will pass no matter what you do. There's really no such thing as a right time or a wrong time. Time is just what you do with it. You may not think that you're ready to eat better, but guess what? Health food stores will be selling healthy food whether you go there or not. So what are you waiting for? The time will pass no matter what, whether you feel great during that or you suffer through debilitating symptoms. Time will pass no matter what. So why don't we make the absolute best of it? And to do this, you could do so much more with your life when you feel well, when you feel like your old self. If you're looking to finally take charge of your thyroid and Hashimoto's, there's not a better time than right now, and I'm here to help you. If you've not attended one of my free trainings on how to support Hashimoto's with the twofold approach, how to discover your thyroid type, and how to use your type to start reversing your nagging symptoms, you are in luck, because I have one coming up on January 19th. It's a whole week-long support group, the training, and there's a post-training Q&A, and it's all absolutely free. And if you're thinking, "Yeah, but it's going to take a long time to balance my thyroid and get things figured out," maybe, but maybe not. You don't know until you try, and the time is now. And also remember, time is not always linear, especially when you come at your health dream from all angles, which is exactly what we will be doing. You can register at thyroid.com. mysterysolved.com/podcast. And the time we're going to spend together in the training and then the Facebook group support is going to really help to skyrocket your results. The training will be live in a private pop-up Facebook group, but don't worry, if you don't have Facebook, I will also be on Zoom, so we'll be streaming that way, so there's lots of ways to watch. And if you can't make it live, don't worry either, it will be recorded and then posted in the Facebook group and emailed to you. And everything is going to be available for about 5 days after as well, so you will have plenty of time to watch, to learn, and to transform. This is for you if you're frustrated with symptoms. Whether you're newly diagnosed or you've been at it for a while, the things that I will show you will cut months, if not years, off of your research and trying to figure things out. Plus, the extra beauty of this event is that you get the Facebook support all free for a whole week leading up to the training to connect with others with Hashimoto's, and of course, yours truly for support and questions. Plus, we'll also be doing a Q&A post the training so I could support you even further. I love doing these because there is just so much interaction. So many connections have been made, friendships that have been formed, and so many aha moments and healing that has happened in these groups. I can't wait to show you what it means to support Hashimoto's with a twofold approach, how to lower your thyroid antibodies, how to get to the root of your symptoms even if your labs are normal, how to audit your thyroid and figure out your type, how to best support your type, and why you're struggling when doctors don't seem to have an answer. There's so much that I want to show you. I cannot wait to see you there. Now again, to register, just go to www.thyroidmysterysolved.com/podcast. I'll also put this link in the show notes so you could get that on the website or just scroll down in any of the podcast apps where you're listening to this. I also wanted to thank you for posting reviews for Health Mystery Solved on iTunes. It meant so much to me to see all of the kind words, and I really, really appreciate it. I have to be honest though. It was not easy for me to ask you for the reviews. I'm not one to ask for help, and I have a feeling you can probably relate. So many of us with Hashimoto's have this issue because we always want to do everything for everyone, but feel bad asking when it's something for us, right? I always wrestle with the idea of asking for reviews for this reason, and also because I wonder if you would feel any sort of way about me asking in the first place. Like if I need to hear the praise or something. Don't get me wrong. I love seeing how much the podcast helped and opened your eyes to things, but that is definitely not why I ask. The real reason is that unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess depends on how you look at it, the reviews actually play a big role in ranking of podcasts. And again, it's not an ego thing about the podcast being a certain rank. It's just that there are lots of podcasts out there, and it's not often easy for people to find the ones that are going to be as helpful as possible. I know there are so many people just like you struggling with Hashimoto's and thyroid issues. And so I just want them to be able to have this information and help them so that they're not suffering like I did 25 years ago, not knowing where to turn, or that there are actually answers, especially when addressing things from all angles. As I always say, the answers are out there and there is hope. I'm Ina Toppler. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you next time on Health Mystery Solved, Thyroid and Hashimoto's Revealed.
All information, content, and material on this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a substitute for the consultation, diagnosis, and/or medical treatment of a qualified physician or healthcare provider.